Nogbad comes back. Listen, I will tell you a tale. Be still, and I will tell you of Noggin, Prince of the Nogs, the young king who ruled over a land of mountains, ice, and snow in the far north, who sailed beyond the edge of the world to fetch Nuka to be his queen. I will tell you of Nogbad the Bad, the wickedest of all wicked uncles. He was an uncle so wicked that Noggin had banished him to his black castle across the bay and told him to stay there until he had learned to be good. Nogbad the Bad watched from his castle as the Nogs set up a big tent beside the harbour. They did this every year for the great animal and vegetable show. Nogbad watched as the Nogs brought sheep, fat woolly sheep, and gentle cows with long horns to the tent. He saw them bringing strong horses and bright canaries in cages, and as he watched, he chuckled to himself. There were vegetables at the show. Cabbages, celery, and long green beans. Thor Nogson always brought a vegetable marrow. This year his marrow was very, very big, and he really hoped he would win the top prize, which was a big bronze and gold goblet. The Nogs stood waiting for Noggin and Nuka to come through the show and say which of the animals and vegetables were the best. The tent was quite silent, except for a creaking noise, as somebody rowed a small boat across the harbour, followed by a crunching noise as the boat reached the gravel beach.
"Here I am,"
came a friendly voice from the boat. Noggin was angry.
"Nogbad the Bad," he shouted. "You know you must not come here until you are good."
"Oh, I am good," said Nogbad. "I am Nogbad the Good now. See, I have brought fine animals and lovely vegetables for your show. Please let me show them."
Noggin wanted to send Nogbad away, but Nuka was a kind and clever queen. She said, "How shall we know if he is good if we do not give him a chance to show it? I doubt if he is really good, but we could let him in if he promises to be good."
"I will be good," said Nogbad sweetly. "In fact, I shall be Nogbad the Best and win the golden goblet."
Nogbad chuckled and sang to himself as he took his animals and vegetables into the tent. Then the trumpet sounded and the show began. Noggin and Nuka walked slowly through the show, looking very carefully at everything. Thor Nogson's vegetable marrow was very big and very shiny, but Nogbad's marrow was twice as big and much, much shinier. Nuka looked at Nogbad's marrow. "Nogbad is still bad," she said, and she stuck a pin in it. Pop went the marrow, and suddenly there was nothing there. Nogbad's marrow had been a balloon. There were many big, fat, woolly sheep in the show, but Nogbad's sheep was the biggest, fattest, and wooliest of all.
"Oink!"
it said. Nuka looked at Nogbad's sheep. "It is a pig with a wool glued on it," she said. "See? It has a curly pink tail."
"Oink, oink!"
agreed the pig, who didn't really like pretending to be a sheep. The bright yellow canaries were all in their wooden cages. But Nogbad's canary was bright gold and very big.
"Surely Nogbad's canary is the best," said Noggin.
"Ask it to sing," said Nuka. Noggin asked all the birds to sing. They all sang beautifully, except Nogbad's, which remained silent.
"Sing,"
commanded Noggin the Nog.
"Caw, caw, cockily-caw,"
sang the bird.
It was a gold-painted crow. "Send Nogbad to me,"
roared Noggin. But Nogbad was not there. Neither was the golden goblet.
"Where he goes,"
shouted Thor Nogson. Nogbad had stolen the golden goblet and was running back to his boat. Before the Nogs could stop him, he had pushed it out and was rowing away.
Sorry, Noggin, he chuckled. All I wanted was the golden goblet, because I am Nogbad the cleverest.
Not quite the cleverest, said Nuka. I took the plug out of your boat. Now it will sink. Nogbad's boat slowly sank and left him gurgling in the water. The Nogs lifted him out with a big crane.
Nogbad is bad, said Noggin. Put him in prison.